So if my voice doesn't sound great right now, my apologies if I'm coughing a bit or if I have a bit of a voice crack or whatever happens, but at least we're here kicking and it'll work out. Second, this is going to be a bit of a special episode, or I'm not sure if this is going to be like what the show takes on as it is, but we're going to concentrate on a specific political movement in Mexico and in Latin America that had a reaction with rock music. And it's called the Movement of October 2nd, or also known as No Se Olvide el Octubre Segundo, which means the 2nd of October is not forgotten, which is the day I got a tattoo, a civic crown from the Roman Empire this week, on October 2nd, funnily enough. But also my dad came home to me and spoke to me about the political movement and all the awesome music that came from it. So what was October 2nd? October 2nd was a student-led protest in Mexico City in 1968 towards the fact that the government was going to host the Summer Olympics in Mexico City. A lot of students saw this as a bit of a reach of power, though, because they thought there was much more important things to deal with, such as housing inequality, poverty, food insecurity, and also just the fact that Mexico was ruled by a one-party system by a party called the Partido Revolucionario Institucion, or PRI for short, PRI. Now, the PRI is kind of weird because the PRI is almost as if you had a party that had both Bernie Sanders in it with a president called Cardenales, who was incredible, and almost a Stephen Harper type one with a president called De La Madrid, who was I'm going to say something about De La Madrid. Personally, not the biggest fan of him, but it's known that he robbed an election, so much so that Mexico created an independent election checker in 1988 because of this. So this party held power until, if I stand corrected, I don't have the date off me, but sometime in the 90s, 2000s. And it was kind of known for being corrupt, kind of known for having things that were a bit sketchy, to say the least. Anyways, though, student leaders were reacting to the fact that there was not a lot of democracy, not a lot of access to being able to express yourself in Mexico, right? So they went, and they went to go, sorry for banging there on the table. I'm sorry if you guys heard that, but they went to go march in this really nice plaza, right? Little did they know that there was two police helicopters above them and snipers stationed on the buildings around the plaza. And the government swore that students started shooting at them, and this led them to kill 300 students that were in the plaza. Now, it's known after the PRI lost power for the first time in 2001, I looked it up, to other party called PAN, P-A-N, that it was actually the government that began shooting fire and killing them. And now, this is a movement that happened on the 2nd of October, the 2nd of October massacre. And a lot of Mexican rock groups kind of reacted to this, so you know what? We're going to start with the first song called October 68. And it's by a band called Tex-Tex, which is almost if Mexico met ZZ Top and The Clash with Joe Strummer singing. It's pretty cool. Here we go.
Puede olvidar, la gente salió a la calle, se adueñó de la ciudad, pero nunca imaginaron lo que iba a suceder cuando una luz brilló en el cielo al oscurecer. Estudiantes con obreros y pueblo en general se reunieron esa tarde para un mitin celebrar. Se escucharon muchos disparos, la gente empezó a correr cuando los batallones empezaron a matar. Algunos buscaron refugio en la casa de Dios y de adentro les dijeron, lo siento y no habrá el Señor. Yo creo que se imaginaron que la fuerza militar, al ver a Jesús herido, se lo iban a llevar. Por su cabellera larga y su forma de pensar, lo encerrarían en un campo militar. ¡Oh, sí! We'll be right back. silencio. Yo no les voy a pedir por todos los compañeros que cayeron ahí. Solamente quiero que griten toda su inconformidad, como enseñaron esos vatos a gritar. ¡Oh, sí!
All right, that was Tex-Tex with Octubre 68. And there was a lyric I really liked from that song that it says, I'm not going to give a moment of silence because that's what they want us to do. Instead, I'm going to stand up. You can see that that was pretty unpopular with the Mexican youth, what the government did, because they did massacre a bunch of them. Funnily enough, looking back, the CIA was involved. It was admitted in 2006, if I stand corrected, on a movement by the Mexican president requesting it from George Bush. My information may be wrong. I would have to check my research, but I think that's how it was. To release the documents that the CIA had on the incident. And it did turn out that the CIA had a helicopter in the area and assisted the Mexican military. So moving on, there's another song we're going to play called Chavos de Onda, which kind of means like fashionable guys as a phrase. It's by this band called Three Souls in My Mind, later known as El Tri, which is arguably the biggest Mexican band of all time. El Tri is means the three. But more so, it's a reference to the Mexican flag. The Mexican flag is affectionately known as El Tricolor, the three color. The Mexican national football team, or soccer in North America, is known as El Tri, right? So this band was officially known as, when they released a song in their youth, Three Souls in My Mind, which personally is one of my favorite names of all time. But they switched to El Tri. And this is an incredible song that I'm honestly will explain when it's over lyrically because it deserves it. But you guys deserve to listen to it first, no? So here we go.
Yeah.
That was Un Chavo de Onda by Three Souls in My Mind, later known as El Tri. That phrase, like I already said, means I'm a fashionable guy. And I know maybe not every one of my listeners understands Spanish, but basically the lyrics are saying, like, I'm a fashionable guy. I know Rolling Stone lyrics. Every time I go to a concert, I'm in denim. And that was Three Souls in My Mind or El Tri making fun of, like, their general listeners, right? Being like, they weren't really, like, focused on, like, the social movements around music. They were just focused on, like, looking cool at their concerts, when El Tri was a very politically conscious band, right? So it was just, like, their reaction to, like, who came to their concert and who they actually wanted to, right? The next song is called Massacre or Massacre 68 by a band by the same name. Being honest, it's not a huge band, and it's their only song. I looked it up before I got here on Spotify. It's very punk. It's very quick, but I think it's a good reaction to what happened that day. So let's listen in.
Masacre brutal.
Alright, a pretty short song and very punk, you know, fashion, but there is a lyric there that I want to go back to because I was on the Wikipedia page for October 2nd quite a lot today. Not today even, like yesterday, but just the entire week I've been doing my research, you know? And there was a lyric there that says, right at the start, no son de los nosotros, no son campesinos, no traen uniformes, son guantes blancos, which means they're not the ones that are with us, they're not farmers. They don't have a uniform, they only wear white. So the important reason why they're talking about white is because the Mexican government created a government detail almost called the Presidential Guard for the Olympics before, you know, the massacre in October 2nd. And what this guard did to look different from the students, too, they still were blending in with the students, but they wanted to look different, like that the snipers wouldn't be killing them as well. They wore white gloves or they wore a white armband around them to show the snipers to not shoot them, right? So that's why the lyric says they're not with us, they're wearing a uniform to not get shot, you know? So yeah, and that's why it's kind of funny that the government claimed for a fair amount of time that they didn't know what was gonna happen, all the students shot at them and whatever, when it was actually turned out to be very planned out. And that's why you kind of have like a general uproar at what happened, which I mean, I see why it happened. The next song is called, well, good enough, 12 de Octubre. And it's by a band called Maldita Vecindad, which means bad neighborhood. But Vecindad doesn't really mean neighborhood in Spanish, or like I'm going to say Mexican because it's like Mexican Spanish. It's more so like almost a connection of townhouses with a plaza in the middle, but it's a very communal living. And it's usually like for lower to middle class families in Mexico, and it has a very neighborhood word in it together. So the band's called Bad Neighborhood, and they made a song on the 2nd of October. So let's listen into it. That was El Segundo de Octubre by Maldito Vecindad. The ending chorus was actually beautiful, in my opinion. And it's honestly, I forgot the lyrics until I heard it right now. But it says, I'll pull it up just so I get it perfectly. It says, si no queremos que vuelva a pasar, nuestra memoria es una arma de paz. If we don't want this to happen again, our memory is a weapon of peace. And pretty much they're just saying that to make sure that a massacre like that isn't going to happen again in Mexico City, they have to make sure that, you know, people remember what happened. And it still happens to this day. 40 years later, in 2008, I was doing the math in my head. There was a huge march in Mexico City about the El Segundo de Octubre. And it was led by teachers and by student movements yet again. And it makes me proud of my people that we haven't forgotten what happened. So the next song is called, and very characteristically very good, Antes Que Nos Olvidan, Before They Forget Us. And it's by a band called Caifanes. And Caifanes are very, very versatile. They're a very big group in Mexico. You know how I was talking about El Tri being a huge band in Mexico? I did my research. El Tri has 3 million listeners on Spotify. Caifanes have doubled that with 7. Forgive me to Miss Calterman, my math teacher. That's more than double. Anyways, though. So, I finally saw how to take on the matter. And this is it. the ending of that song, I'm not gonna even lie, gave me chills. It's a bit chilly in this room regardless, but I got extra chills because pretty much what it said is pretty much said, even if you forget me, I'm not gonna forget you. I'm gonna put an altar with candles and go see you at evenings. And it talks about how the fact that the Mexican people were not ready to forget what happened on the 2nd of October in Del Loco, which is the name of the neighborhood, which I was told how to pronounce multiple times today and told to not butcher the pronunciation. Now you may think, why do you say the name of the neighborhood right now, Alec? Well, it's pretty convenient that the next song is named after the neighborhood, and it's called by a band called Banda Bosco, and it's gonna be a bit of a change of pace, and I feel like that's how this show has been today, almost in a good way. I know not all these songs are stylistically the same, but they all have the same message that the October 2nd was not gonna be forgotten by the Mexican people. So let's hear what another band had to say about it.
Hombre,
All right, that was named after a neighborhood where it happened, and it was a bit more, let's say, almost sky. Now, I'm very excited to introduce the next song because it has this really, really, really cool, I don't know how to put it. It's very traditional Mexican music in the sense that it has a lot of air instruments, wind instruments being played. Almost a saxophone is replacing a lead guitar in it, and the rhythm is very Mexican. But it's called Nada Pasó, which I think that's more simple Spanish than we've had today so far, but it means nothing happened. And that was kind of what the government said. They were just like, oh, it's just a manifestation, went wrong, we got shot at, we have to protect ourselves, which we know is not what happened today, and we're not going to forget it. But let's listen to this, because it's not a Spanish rock, and it's not necessarily what I would play on my show regularly. But considering that we're doing a bit of a special episode today, I'm very happy to introduce it. So here's Nada Pasó. right, if that didn't get you on your feet, I don't know what would, because maybe that music isn't what I would regularly play on this show, but oh my goodness, I would regularly listen to that by myself, because that has a motion, that has a vibe to it. It's incredible. And I think if you guys don't know how to say the 2nd of October yet in Spanish, es el segundo de octubre, but pretty much every song has mentioned that date by name, except the next one doesn't, but it still is a very anti-governmental song. And it, though it doesn't really talk about the event that happens, it was written in response to the event. It's by a band called Royal Club, and it's called Su Mestijad. Sorry, I totally butchered that. I worked 6 hours before this. It's fine. But pretty much that means your royalty, which is kind of a bit of a jab at the government of Mexico at the time. So let's listen in.
urbanidad. Está creyendo ser el dueño de la eternidad. Está creyendo ser el dueño de su gran majestad.
We're in a bit of a ska mood right now, but I'm going to have to like break the vibes for 2 seconds because I got to read out a very important PSA. So we're going to talk about something that for me hits very close to home. We're going to talk about LeBron James, who is honestly my favorite basketball player of all time after Kawhi Leonard because he brought the ring home. But have you ever been to LeBron James musical? No? Okay, well, you're in the right place, because King LeBron James' reign in Cleveland brings promise, prosperity, and renewal to a city in desperate need of all three. It also brings together two unlikely friends in a bond forged by fandom. Told over 12 years from LeBron's rookie season to an NBA championship, King James is an intimate experience of the places sports occupy in our lives and relationships. Rajiv Joseph's clever and fast-paced comedy traces the arcs of two friends whose troubling relationship is best navigated through their shared love of basketball. Buy tickets on the Theater Aquarius website. And this is my second week in a row talking about the show, and honestly, you gotta go buy tickets, man. Like, that is incredible. When they start a Kawhi Leonard play, I'll be there first thing. King James, I may wait an extra second, but honestly, I have planned for the weekends now, and it's going to go see King James. But now we have two songs back to back for you. We're gonna do Bulldog Blues and 12 de Octubre, and we're gonna keep on talking about a date I'm actually very happy about. You know, I think it may be my favorite holiday at this point. I'm kidding, but it's a pretty cool date. Here we go. Medalla de oro para el pelotón.
el año de 1968, a cientos de jóvenes se les abrieron los ojos y empuñaron valerosamente las armas del pensamiento y la palabra. Trágicamente fueron engañados, acorralados y asesinados, y un mar de sangre bañó el norte de la Ciudad de México, y el llanto de las madres de los desaparecidos retumbó en el eco amargo de la sublevación del pueblo. Pero aún confiamos en que no escampará la tormenta combatida, y el cuerpo, la sangre, el aliento y el espíritu de los caídos seguirán presentes, porque el 2 de octubre
¡no se olvida!
So I need to give a big, 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 big thanks to La Prenda Magna with 12 Octubre, because they're 12 Octubre, 12 Octubre, no se olvida. Really got the point across of how people reacted to the massacre. It's still a movement that is really important in Mexico, especially Mexico City. And you can see ska movements, punk rock movements, classic Mexican rock movements with traditional sound, with a lot of trumpets, a lot of wind music. Excuse the voice crack, I warned at the beginning. Had a reaction to it. And this may be our last song. We may have time for one more after this, but it's called Enesio by Silvio Rodriguez. And my dad calls me Enesio a lot, so when I saw this song name, I was like, okay, I'm going to play it on my show. And it just means you're stubborn. Someone who's necio is very stubborn, very not going to get pushed off their ideals, and that's what this song talks about, so let's listen in.
Para no ser de mí como pedazos, para salvarme entre únicos e impares, para cederme lugar en su Parnaso, para darme un rinconcito en sus altares. Me vienen a convidar a arrepentirme, me vienen a convidar a que no pierda, me vienen a convidar a indefinirme, me vienen a convidar a tanta mierda. Yo no sé lo que es el destino, caminando fui lo que fui. Ay, adiós, que será divino, yo me muero como viví. Yo me muero como viví. Yo me muero como viví. Seguir jugando a lo perdido. Yo quiero ser a la zurda más que diestro. Yo quiero hacer un congreso del unido. Yo quiero rezar a fondo un hijo nuestro. Dirán que pasó de moda la locura. Dirán que la gente es mala y no merece. Yo partiré soñando travesuras. ¿Acaso multiplicar panes y peces? Yo no sé lo que es el destino. Caminando fui lo que fui. Ay, adiós, ¿qué será divino? Yo me muero como viví. Yo me muero como viví. Me muero como viví. Yo me muero como viví. Como viví. Yo me muero como viví. Como viví. Sobre rocas, cuando la revolución se venga abajo, que machacaran mis manos y mi boca, que me arrancaran los ojos y el badajo. ¿Será que la necedad parió conmigo? La necedad de lo que hoy resulta necio, la necedad de asumir al enemigo, necesidad de vivir sin tener precio. Yo no sé lo que es el destino. Caminando fui lo que fui. Ay, adiós, que será divino. Yo me muero como viví. Yo me muero como viví. Yo me muero como viví.
Unfortunately, that's all we had time for today, but I'm very grateful for everyone who tuned into the show. And if there's one thing you got to take away from this show, it's que no se olvida el segundo de octubre, okay? Go do your research, go find out what happened, and, you know, never forget things that went wrong, or else we're going to keep on repeating our history, eh? Have a good night, have a great week, and I hope you guys enjoyed the show.
You're listening to CFMU 93.3 FM in Hamilton. My name is Berislav Sabolic, and this is No Hope, No Fear, short stories about Yugoslav music.